So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. Hesig Yad Benoider. The halacha that we reduce the Erech for a poor person depends only on the financial status of the one who took on the Erech and not the subject of the Erech. Vashanim Benider. The Erech amount depends on the age of the subject and not of the Neider. Vaerechin Benerech. The Erech amount depends on the gender of the subject, not of the Neirech. Vaerech Bizman Ha'erech. The Erech amount depends on the Nerech's age at the time of the Erech, not at the time of payment. The Mishnah proceeds to elaborate on the first halacha, Hesig Yad Benoider Ketzan. Ani Sheherech Esa Asher, Naisin Erech Ani. If a poor person took on to donate the Erech of a rich person, we reduce the Erech for the Neider. On the opposite case, the Asher Sheherech Esa Ani, Naisin Erech Asher. If a rich person took on to donate the Erech of a poor person, we do not reduce the Erech, because the Pasuk states, Asher Tasig Yad Hanoidi Erechen Hakoin. The Neider, Tal Rechmana, we always go according to the status of the one who took on the Erech. The Mishnah proceeds with the Machlokes in the case of Asher Sha'amar Erki Alai, Shama Ani Va'amar Masha Amar Ze Alai. If an Asher first took on his own Erech, and then an Ani took on the Erech obligation of the Asher. Tanakama holds, even in this case, Noisen Erech Ani. Reduce the Erech for the Neider because as Lina Basar Neider. We always go according to the status of the one who took on the Erech. However, but Karbanis Inakim. Allah is different in the corresponding case of Karbanis Mitzayra. Mitzayra Asher Umadiri Ani, Noisen Erech Asher. If a rich person was a Mitzayra and became obligated in the Karban Asher of three behemoths, and then a poor person took on to bring the Karbanis for the Asher, he brings a Karban Asher. And here we do not go Basar Neider because the Pasuk says, Imdalhu. It all depends on the status of the subject of the Mitzayra, and here he is rich. Rebbe disagrees and says, Af Be'erichin Kein. The halachas of Erichin and Karbanis are similar, and accordingly regarding Erichin, it depends as follows. Ani Sheherich as the Asher, Nisan Erich Ani. If an Ani took on the Erech of an Asher who has no obligation, we reduce the Erech for the Neider Ani. Because She'in Ha'asher Chayev Klum. Since the subject, the Asher, has no obligation, the Neider, the Ani, intended to take on his own obligation for the Asher's age and gender. Therefore, since it is the obligation of the Ani, it's eligible for the reduction of Hesegat. However, in the case of Asher Sha'amar Erki Alai, V'Shama Ani Va'amar Masha Amar Ze Alai, makes an Erech Asher. If the Ani took on the Erech obligation of an Asher, we do not reduce the Erech, because Basa Chiyubi the Gavras Linen. Since the subject, the Asher, does have an obligation, the Ani took on the obligation of the Asher. Therefore, since it is the obligation of the Asher, it's not eligible for the reduction of Hesed Yad. The same halach applies in the corresponding case of Karbanis Mitzayra. Mitzayra Asher Umadiri Ani, Naisen Erech Asher, because Basa Chiyubi the Gavras Linen, and the Ani is fulfilling the obligation of the Asher. Accordingly, the Pasuk of Imdalhu is not needed to exclude and teach this case, but rather comes to teach the case of Mitzayra Ani Umadira Asher, maybe Karban Asher. If an Asher took on the Karbanis of an Ani, he brings a Karban Asher. And we did not go Basach Yubidi Gavra because the Pasuk states, Imdalhu, Veloy Dalhu. The one who brings the Karbanis must be poor, while here the Madir is rich. Zok the Mishnah, Haya Ani Vehesher Asher Vaheni Nisen Erech Asher. If a rich person took on an Erech and then became poor, or vice versa, a poor person took on an Erech and then became rich, we do not reduce his Erech. Because the Pasuk states, Ashutasik Yah Hanoidir. Shutasik implies that we consider his current status at the time of Tashlumen, whether he can afford the payment. And Hanoidir implies that we also consider his status at the time of the Neder. And if at either point he was rich, Hesig Yah does not apply. Yehuda adds, Ani Vehesher Vachazav Heni Nisen Erech Asher. Even if he was poor both at the time of the Neder and Tashlumen, but he had become rich in the interim, we did not reduce his Erech because the Pasuk states, V'machu me'erkecha. The word who implies, Ache b'machuse mitchilasav ad seifer. Hesig Yad applies only to one that was poor from beginning to end. However, avabu karbanis einikin. Regarding the karbanis of a Mitzayr, we consider only his current status at the time of Tashlumen when he brings the karbanis. And as the Gemara explains, there's a three remachleikis. Shimon holds hakol hoylich achar chattis. It depends on the last karban lachattis. Yehuda holds hakol hoylich achar asher. It depends on the second karban, the asher. Elazar ben Yaakov says, HaKol HaYilich Achad Tziparim, depends on the first carbon, the two birds outside the city. As the Gemara explains, although the Pasuk states, V'mdalhu, we do not apply the drasha of Adshehi B'dalusim et Chalas Vat Seifai, he must be poor from beginning to end, because they derive from the following psukim that it depends only on the Karbanis. V'chipar HaKoyin al Betar Lefne Hashem, Zoyis Teres Asher B'Nega Tziras, Asher Lei Tase Gildi Betar Rasi. Shimon holds, Dav HaMachaper. The Pasuk Ashley Tasig Yadi is a continuation of the preceding Pasuk B'chipar HaKoyin, which refers to the Chattas that accomplishes Kapar. Yehuda holds Dav HaMachshem. The Pasuk Ashley Tasig Yadi refers to the next word B'tarasi, which refers to the Ashem that accomplishes Tahara. Zman Yaakov holds Dav HaGoyim Loi Tahara, B'tarasi refers to the Tziparim that accomplished the initial stage of Tahara. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Pasuk V'hu Eid Oiroa Yadi Im Loyagi B'nos Tavoyne regarding the following halach of Eidu's testimony. Pitech v'nistame pasal. If the witness could see at the time of the incident, was blind at the time of testimony, he's disqualified to testify. However, pitech v'nistam v'chazim v'nitpatech kosher. If he could see during both times, but he had become blind in the interim, he's eligible to testify. And here we do not apply the drasha of achei kosher mitchilas v'atzeifei. The witness must be eligible to see and testify from beginning to end, because the pasuk also says oyra im lo yagit. It depends only on his eligibility at the time he witnessed the incident and at the time of his testimony. Mishnah concludes, if a poor person took on an erech and then his father died and he came into a large inheritance, or his ship returned from sea with lots of merchandise, hektish has no claim to these assets and he pays only the erech of a poor person. As the Gemara explains, it refers to the following scenarios. In the case of Meis Av V'nichle Riboy, Keshayu Av Gaisis, the Marek is not considered an usher because at the time of the Erech his father was still alive, and even if he was on his deathbed, he might still recover. And in the case of Sivinasa Bayam Avoloi B'rivayis, Keshayu Se Muchkeris Meskeres B'yaracher, the Marek is not considered an usher because at the time of the Erech his ship was rented out to others, and the rental money is not due to be paid until after the rental is over.